Good afternoon, everybody. We'll call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is now 1:07 p.m., Wednesday, February 23, 2022. Almost thought that was a point of order, Representative Rosher. Here, creating a quorum is Representative McKay, Representative Kronk, Representative Hopkins, myself, Representative Putkadot, Representative Rauscher, I think, will stay for the whole meeting. Representative Hannon, Representative Gillum, Representative Shragi, I believe Representative Fields is en route. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary, Lori, and our LIO moderator, Leo. If folks can please remember to silence your cell phones, that'd be much appreciated. And welcome, Sue. She's going to be helping us work through any questions on today's bill. Today, we're going to take up Representative Kronk's House Bill 209, Emergency Firefighters, that we heard last week for the first time. We didn't receive any amendments, as I requested amendment deadline as of yesterday, and nothing came through. So, on the bill, do members have further questions? And I will say, I guess, just to put on the record that if folks just following Ledge Council on the floor, if you want to wear a mask, that's up to you, and it's optional in the committee room. So, any questions on House Bill 209? Okay. Seeing or hearing none, Representative Kronk, final comments on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We believe this is a bill that was overdue and much needed. It supports what the governor is trying to do with increasing the fire protection of our state, rebuilding our own crews so we don't have to depend on lower 48 crews. Puts people to work, and I just think it's a solid bill. So I'd ask your support for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Kronk. What is the will of the committee, Representative Hopkins?
Mr. Chair, I move HB 209, Work Order 32-LS0929/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, HB 209 moves from committee. We'll take a brief ease and get the yellow folder committee report signed. Representative Fields joined us at about 1:09 or so. We don't have anything else on the agenda, but seeing as though we don't have a record on subcommittee, there was a concern voiced by a Resources Committee member, and I wanted to extend that opportunity to the committee member to voice his concern on the record, and will note that I'm going to be working with the committee member and the appropriate department folks to address that concern. So, Representative Fields.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to ask the department on the record to get back to me and committee members with an update on when the department will be issuing a miscellaneous land use permit for Santos / oil search to use roads on state land within the Kaparik River unit. Resolution of regulatory uncertainty around use of this road is critical for the PIC project to move forward. I think every committee member signed a letter, actually multiple letters. I think Representative Rauscher wrote one, the speaker wrote the other one, to the commissioner asking her to get that permit for the seawater treatment plant issued. We got that, but if the company can't use these roads, we can't have this development move forward. It's about 80,000 barrels of oil per day at stake, about $100 million in royalty revenue to the state, tens of millions of dollars in property tax revenue to the North Slope Borough in the state. So just huge stakes here, and the problem is at this point, this regulatory uncertainty is dragged on long enough. The first oil by 2025 target, which I think a lot of us are very supportive of, is at risk. So I just hope the department will get back to us and tell us that, we issued the miscellaneous land use permit yesterday, and it's very clear that the company can use these roads and get this oil flowing. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Fields, and I'll just note that this isn't necessarily the opinion of the committee as a whole, but it is something as far as maximizing benefit of the state's resources that I can see in the purview of the committee. I think it's in kind of the gray area as far as our responsibility as the legislature to not micromanage, I guess, the executive and what they've got going on, but in the same breath that, we have this constant battle, I guess, with the federal side where we're saying, let us produce our oil, let us produce our natural resources. And That's kind of a long, drawn-out battle, and to think that we have the opportunities right in front of us to produce, and we're kind of the hindrance, or there is a hindrance that we can address, I think is an interesting, right? We're always fighting the feds, but now we need to look to each other to find some resolution. So thank you, Representative Fields. Like I said, we'll see some follow-up off record. In closing, we've got Representative Garantar's House Concurrent Resolution Number 4, urging establishment of the Office of Outdoor Equity. We'll be hearing that for the first time on Friday. We have yet to publish next week's schedule. There's a potential that I may be unavailable on Monday, and I may have may ask Representative Hopkins to facilitate that meeting in my absence, and then I'll be back in town Wednesday, and we should have a full week next week. So with that, meeting is adjourned at 1:16 p.m.